Nolte, Trump tops Biden 45% to 39% in potential rematch. By John Nolte on June 19, 2023. Donald Trump tops his fraudulency Joe Biden by 6 points in the latest Rasmussen poll, half of which was taken after the deep state's latest phony indictment of the former president. What we have here is another poll that shows disgraced Attorney General Merrick Garland's attempt to rig the 2024 presidential election for his corrupt boss Rapey Joe has so far failed. This is not the first post-indictment poll to show that the American people see through the fascist Democrat Party's latest attempt to launch a dictatorship by arresting a political opponent. A Harvard/Harris poll released over the weekend revealed terrible news, not only for the corrupt Garland but for the Department of Justice as a whole. Most people now see both, accurately, as nothing more than a branch of the fascist Democrat Party. Of the registered voter respondents, 55% believe that the indictment is politically motivated versus 45% who find it valid, wrote my colleague Nick Gilbertson Saturday. Similarly, 56% of the participants categorized the indictment as interference by the Department of Justice in the 2024 elections. He added, while only 44% see it as the fair application of the law. Additionally, 57% believe Trump will be acquitted, and 53% know this is selective prosecution. Why? Read on. A majority of 65% of respondents believe Biden mishandled classified material, while 72% think Clinton did, with 69% saying she obstructed justice by acid washing her emails. Trump was officially indicted on June 13. This Rasmussen poll of 986 likely voters was taken between June 12 and June 14. The date of the indictment doesn't really matter. By June 12, everyone knew Trump would be indicted, so I consider this a post-indictment poll. The good news is that there is nothing but bad news here for Biden. On top of losing to Trump by 6 points, 45% believe the Biden administration is more corrupt than most recent administrations, while 37% think the Biden administration is less corrupt. What's more, a clear majority of 52% believe Biden is a worse president than most recent presidents, compared to 32% who think Biden is better than most recent presidents. Until this obscene indictment, I was dishonest curious. But now that Biden and Garland have gone full Nazi with the arrest of the frontrunner in the opposition party, I am 100% behind Trump. This cannot be allowed to stand. Over the weekend, and for the first time in years, I watched a little bit of one of those irrelevant Sunday shows. Something called This Week with a Roundtable of Liars and GOP Cucks. As these phony elites spoke of the indictment and their astonishment at how it has boosted Trump in the polls, I saw again why the corporate media are irrelevant. There was not a single person on that panel defending Trump against this outrage. It was nothing more than the woke Reich sitting in an echo chamber pretending they still mattered. One cuck said something that made me laugh out loud, something like, "This indictment isn't Russia collusion. This is real." To say something that clueless and desperate on national TV told me that, like the rest of the country, these insulated losers don't bother to listen to themselves. There will be a million news cycles in the 17 months between now and Election Day, and the state of the economy will matter more than many people think. So, within that context, this poll is meaningless. But as a snapshot of how voters perceive Adolf Garland's arrest of a political opponent, it is useful. It's also useful in understanding how the corporate media have lost credibility and influence over the American public. Think about this. The DOJ arrests Trump. Billions and billions of corporate media dollars are used to justify that arrest, and the result? Trump's numbers have improved. Better still, on the flip side, despite the best efforts of the fake media to not only cover up for Biden's corruption but shoo it away as a conspiracy theory, those of us in new media have spread the truth about this corruption and put a massive dent in Biden's re-election chances.